coming up and down week, I think.
Yeah.
Cold, warm.
It's going to warm up by the end, though.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Saturday, 75, 76.
Yeah, yeah. Better than last Saturday.
Yeah.
We had snow. How much snow did you have?
We had like 2 inches or so, and then it disappeared. And then I drove down to Putnam, and there was like 4 inches or so.
It's all over the place, yeah. It was like, yeah, my ad director, she lives in Orange County, and she had, like 3 blocks away, they were like, they had very little snow. She had like 5 or 6 inches.
Yeah, very strange.
Yeah, anyway.
Well, Curtis, what's happening in the news?
Okay. We got a bunch of things going on. We're going to take a little quick look back at the the district attorney, Anthony Parisi. He hosted an event with Family Services Executive Director Leah Feldman. This is on April 10th. A very poignant ceremony. This is to honor crime victims and champions of victims' rights.
Oh.
On April 10th. So that was at the Family Partnership Center in Poughkeepsie. And, victims of crime, a lot of feeling, gratitude, and so on. Mm. But the 2025 Champions of Victims' Rights honorees are Town of Poughkeepsie Police Department Detective Brad Cookenham and New York State Trooper Isabel Sokolik. They were honored, got their plaques and so on. Very, very nice. Then they had a vigil for the survivors of, crime in the area. So, very poignant event. We're moving on to the, Agriculture Breakfast, annual Dutchess County Agriculture Breakfast, April 10th also at the fairgrounds in Rhinebeck. And the main presenters were the youth in agriculture. They were front and center, FFA members from the four chapters, which are Red Hook, John Jay, down in East Fishkill, Dutchess Bosse's, and the ones from Stissing Mountain High School in Pine Plains.
Mm.
So it was a huge crowd. We're going to move on, talk a little baseball.
Yeah.
Yeah. Renegades are now 6-4 in the season. They had a 2-2 sort of a subway series with Brooklyn.
Mm.
And had all kinds of things happen in that one. Even somebody got ejected. They had narrowly missed a snowstorm.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, but last night, George Lombard, he is the Yankees' number two draft pick.
Yeah,
he happens to be playing for the Renegades. He crushed a two-run homer, and they beat Wilmington's 4-2 last night at home at Heritage Financial Park.
Mm.
They are now 6-4 on the season.
Okay.
So yeah, we're moving on, and. In case you like some ballpark food,
okay.
The ballpark foodies, yeah,
yeah.
They had a nice big tour last week, and our writer, Morgan Meyer, she got to check it out. So everything from Jaeger Schnitzel to corned beef sandwiches to salads and even carrot cake desserts.
That's fancy.
They got a lot of nice, fancy new ballpark foods for you.
We still got peanuts and Cracker Jack?
Oh, yeah, they still have all that. Right. Got to have that.
Okay.
But this is for, you want to check out something new and different.
Yeah, it sounds wild.
Sandwiches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that.
All right.
So, moving on,
mm-hmm.
We're having a Fearless Farmers. That's an organization that helps out local farms and around the country. They're going to come to Cloverbrook Farm in Hyde Park. And I know Andrea and Mike Tibbetts very well. They run Cloverbrook Farm. They're known for their alpaca and llama hikes, goat and donkey walks, farm tours. They're going to be hosting a 5-day learning experience for adults in late May.
Hmm.
Point is, you need to sign up now. So, sign up now, sign up early. And we're running this story now. So Fearless Farmers is a nonprofit organization focused on eco-literacy, regeneration, and this program is designed for all types of educators, current and aspiring farmers, and community leaders. People who are environmentally conscious and so on.
Mm.
So it's a great event. Check it out. You might want to attend.
Yeah.
And we're looking ahead now to April 26th. It's going to be a busy day.
Mm.
We're going to have the annual Heart Walk at the walkway over the Hudson yeah. State Park from at 9:30 a.m. on that Saturday. And then, also that day, 10 to 1, we have the Earth Day celebration.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be at Vassar College Farm in Poughkeepsie from 10 to 1.
Oh.
Yeah. And the snow of the past Saturday did not help the folks out at the Kindred Creek Farm. They were going to have their big kickoff on Saturday, and it snowed.
Yeah.
So guess what? We're helping them out. They moved it 1 week back.
Okay.
You know, or 1 week ahead, whatever you want to call it. And it's going to be held this Saturday, April 19th, from noon to 4, to benefit Happy Life Animal Rescue. Kindred Creek's farm is located at 8 Pleasant Ridge Road in Poquag, out east of Poughkeepsie. They're going to have a bounce house, craft station, sow-your-own-seed station, grand opening of the farm store. So, yeah, this Saturday it's going to be 80, so 80 degrees. So,
well, quickly answer this, Curtis. Why in spring do they have winter weather advisories?
I don't know.
Okay, well, keep going.
Winter weather advisories, why would they do that?
But they do.
We get that stuff.
On Saturday, there was a winter weather advisory.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well,
last Saturday we had snow. This Saturday we've got 80.
Yeah.
So
there you go.
Maybe it's a summer advisory.
It could be.
Summer weather advisory for 80.
Yeah.
So, yeah, everything's out there. All the papers are out. Go check them out.
Yeah. And how can folks read them online, Curtis?
Online, they go to sduchessnews.com, and they click on the paper of your choice. You pull it up in PDF format. It looks just like your regular newspaper. And
it's all there.
All about it. Just go from page to page to page.
There you go. Well, Curtis, thank you so much. We look forward to checking in with you next Wednesday about 9:05. So all the best to you and your staff, and have a great week.
Okay, we will, and generating some more news, and we'll best of all KZ listeners. We'll see you next week.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be back after these very important messages.